Hey, this is Lacey, and welcome to today's episode of SmartCast. I am joined once again with the beautiful and extremely smart and talented Valerie. Thank you, Valerie, for being with us today. Last time that you were here, we were speaking on the exosomes, the pedins that we have, the XOE, as well as the PRP that we have. And then we touched a little bit on the launch of Derive, which is the new vehicle for exosomes that you guys are now offering. Correct. We've had the opportunity to treat several of our staff and some of our own clients, and we're in the beginning phases of seeing some very promising results. So I just want you to, now that you can, go into a little bit more detail about the Derive. What makes it different from the XOE that we've been using, and like just what the capabilities are with this?
Perfect. Well, thanks for having me back. And I was chuckling when you said smart, because just 5 seconds ago I was doing this really weird voice and saying I wasn't smart. So thanks for that. So to your point, and that's where I'd like to start with the similarities between Derive and XOE, being that they're both plant-derived, yes, vegan, organic, stem cells, chosen for specific cell signaling. If you want inflammation to be reduced, there's a stem cell that helps with that. If you want collagen increase, hyaluronic acid increase, there's a stem cell or a signal for that. Similarly, Derive is from the same family of XOE. The difference between the two, well, the similarities are they're both lipophilic and they're both biomimetic. What that means is it mimics your body's own growth factors as if they were yours. And they're the full spectrum, so it's not subjective like your own platelets might be. The difference between the two is Derive actually feeds the follicle. What do I mean by that? When you have any type of alopecia, hair loss, hair thinning, it can come from several different factors. It could be inflammation. It could be blood flow, it could be autoimmune, it could be stress, it could be a lot of different things. However, if you're using something that doesn't help produce what is necessary for hair growth, what are you really doing? So Derive actually produces or helps the body to produce cytokeratin 15, which is absolutely necessary for hair growth. So again, same formulation, in similarity and development from Dr. Nathan Newman. However, Derive is different in that it actually feeds the follicle and helps restore scalp and hair health.
Love that. So we've got two different protocols that we do using this exosome, and one of them is using the exosome standalone by itself, which we are actually driving in with our ultrasound, and then following up with an LED light that's indicated for hair regrowth. And then we have a second protocol that uses the Derive driven in with ultrasound, as well as a laser-based technology that we have that's specifically for thickening the hair follicles, and then finishing with that LED light at the end. So we have two different treatment options that we're using for that.
And how do you decipher who gets which one? Is it the severity of the hair loss?
It is, okay. Yes. And then we have one of our own staff members that recently had a pretty scary surgery. She almost lost her life, which was a very scary time for our entire staff. We're so thankful that she's back with us and healthy and happy and That's living amazing. Life to its fullest. However, with that scary surgery that she had, and she's lost a lot of her hair from the anesthesia and just being sick in general and all of that, and we did one treatment on her and saw results after one treatment. Like, she had tears in her eyes, my mom had tears in her eyes. It was just very encouraging to know that she could see results so quickly.
Yes.
And like, she cannot wait to do her next treatment.
It is one of those things. And it's just like acne back in the, mm-hmm. well, not back in the, just like acne today.
Even now, yeah.
It's, unless you've gone through that, and traumatic, I'm sorry, I call it traumatic. Unless you've gone through that life altering situation, because your face, your hair, that's your calling card. And if it's not to your liking, because, you know, it's mad at you, as I call it, when I have a breakout, my skin is just mad at me. then you know it and it kind of just affects you. Hair loss is the same thing. And if you can see someone actually move in the direction of growing their hair back, it's like rebirth. It's huge.
Right.
It's huge.
Yes, I agree. And we have several of our staff members that struggle with thinning hair or loss of hair, and we're in the process of treating all of them, and they're all really excited about it. Like if you, they get excited about doing any and all of the treatments mm-hmm. that we have here, but when you see them get super passionate
right.
and emotional about the opportunity to do something, this has been one of them, the Amcella has been one of them, and the AviClear has been one of them.
Wow.
And those are all super personal, mm-hmm. emotional things that they deal with. And then them to have the opportunity to treat those has been really impactful in their lives.
It's actually mind-blowing if you look at some of the research that's out there and the studies that are out there as far as where hair restoration as a category, how it is affecting our market and where it will be in, say, 2025 to 2028. It is going to outpace some of the names that you just take for granted in our space. That is how broad this treatment or disease state has become. And I think COVID had a heck of a lot to do with it. You've got a lot of post-COVID alopecia, and people really can't pinpoint why all of a sudden now they have a hair quality issue, whether it's thinning, falling out, just not the same. Ask yourself, did you have COVID? So there is some association with post-COVID hair loss and what you're seeing prevalence in the market today. The other thing is, if you're able to treat someone and allow them to participate in their own recovery, as I call it, because with the system, you're treating them in the office, but they also get to go home
yes.
for the 30 days in between the protocol or whatever your protocol is, and they have their at-home portion. So there's never an opportunity for them to not grow their hair.
Right. They're actually able to take part in that correct. That process of regrowth and maintaining, just like they would a skincare product in between their skincare treatments with us. They have that accountability to continue that on their own.
Yeah. And just asking if all of your listeners just, you know, raise their hands, how many people they know that are suffering from some sort of hair loss, let them know there is a treatment that doesn't require you to get stuck with a needle, doesn't require your blood be drawn. It's actually topical. And it actually works.
Well, Sage was super excited to find out that this could be driven in with ultrasound because, bless his heart, we have poked and prodded him as long as I can remember. And he can definitely attest to the fact that treatments for hair regrowth are oftentimes extremely painful. And the fact that this is able to be driven in via ultrasound is game changer, in my opinion.
This is one opportunity where no pain, no gain is the other
way. Opposite.
Exactly.
Yes.
It actually means no pain and you're growing your hair back in very, very, very short order.
So we were discussing before we went on air about a friend of mine who also carries Derive and XOE as well as the PRP. And he was asking me what was our protocol and how we determined who we would put on this regimen.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about who's a good candidate for this and why.
Okay. So because there's so many different categories of alopecia, safe to say that short of or excluding scarring alopecia, because that could be a whole different can of worms.
Correct.
Derive is going to be efficacious because you're actually targeting the reasons for hair loss. First, hair and scalp health, number one. Number two, inflammation. A lot of the problem with whether it's PRP or just inflammation in general, if you're using a PRP system that is not Solenis PRP, to be perfectly honest with you, that doesn't really show you a very, very low concentration of white blood cells, nearly non-existent in your PRP. That is what's going to cause your inflammation. That's what's going to cause the burning. And that's what's going to make people, A, not come back or not see results. Because you're just adding to the problem if you're adding to the inflammation. Fortunately for us, with Derive, it being topical, it is going to address that issue first and foremost. The inflammation. Then it's going to actually help produce in whatever type of hair loss you have, whether it's post-COVID, alopecia, traction alopecia, whatever your alopecia state is or quality of hair is. If you want to improve the scalp health, hair health, you want to do something that's actually going to feed the follicle and help produce what is necessary to grow hair, and that's Derive.
And are you seeing that most of your accounts are pairing this treatment along with like a Bosley hair regenerating kit or things like that?
It really depends, and I leave that to the practitioner's discretion. I think sometimes in addressing the issue, people can, if necessary, throw the kitchen sink. By that I mean PRP, something topical, and something for the gut. I leave all of those medical decisions up to you, the professionals. I don't see it harming anyone to add to the success of something that's working. So if you find a protocol that's different than what someone else might be doing at another location, if it works for you, if it means adding PRP back in, taking it out, whatever works for your clientele and that particular patient is what works. Nothing is going to harm them in that respect.
Yeah. I just, sometimes, especially with acne and rosacea and things like that, you can very easily overdo it.
Correct.
And so I'm just curious what your personal experience with your offices that you have, where's that fine line where they're seeing the best results with this specific treatment?
They're seeing the best results in a four-treatment protocol. And by four treatments, it depends on how you skew the four treatments, but our protocol is 3 months back-to-back, and then month six. So that being said, they're going to come in the office, get treated by Derive in office. You send them home with their 30-day supply for January, February, March, hypothetically. And then they come back in month six. Month four and five, they're still doing their at-home portion. So the best results I've seen are following that protocol and driving it in with ultrasound. Short of having an ultrasound, I've seen where they have been able to microneedle with it. That's up to their discretion. I've just been told that is another protocol if they don't have ultrasound. But frankly, it is lipophilic. So it is going to get to the follicle. It's just a matter of speed.
How you deliver it, yeah.
So if you want to go fast, ultrasound, I call that the peach pass. Or you want to do it with another technology, I call that 75 at 3 a.m. where you're moving, you're not peach pass. And then you have the other alternative, which is 75 at 5 p.m. in the afternoon in Spaghetti Junction. So looking at it, that it's going, you're going to get to point B. It's just going to how long it's going to take you to get there. But again, it being lipophilic and mimicking your own body's growth factors, you're going to see results regardless.
Yeah. We're really excited to see the results from the Drive, and I can't wait to see what's next with exosomes and the vehicle in which you're able to treat different things. I'd love to see something come out for melasma.
Oh, yes.
And I would love to see something come out specifically for rosacea.
Do you, just curious, because I've asked this out of 10 practices and I've gotten 5 yeses, so let's see if you can keep that going. Does hair loss concern you on your intake form or any form that the patient client signs in on?
So we launch our brand new website next month.
Perfect.
We have a patient consultation tool on our website that has a patient front and back where they're able to select every single area of concern from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. And then based on their specific concerns, it will generate them a full list of every single one of the services that we offer.
Awesome.
And then that way we're able to do a more comprehensive consultation with them in regards to those services. So we are so excited to have this as a tool for our staff to be able to better educate our patients specifically on everything that they're wanting.
Exactly. So, especially like if they're calling in and they're asking for something so general that as a whole, you can't address it. They need to know how to have that conversation. I don't see a problem or, coming soon for people to actually ask, do you offer anything for hair health or scalp health?
Correct.
Just on the phone. Because the prevalence, I tell you, in this market is astounding.
Right. And well, they're going to come in for something else.
Correct.
And then if they don't know that we offer it, they may not even realize that there is a solution for it.
Correct.
I mean, that was the case with Imcella. People didn't even realize that there was a technology that could help with stress urinary incontinence and urgent urinary incontinence until we were like, hey, we can fix that. And so we literally had to put them on it while they were numbing for Scarlet.
Oh,
for them to
perfect.
Even realize that we had an option for that.
That is perfect.
And so now with this virtual consultation tool, we're able to, because we have so many different treatment modalities, it's next to impossible for all 21 of our staff to tell
every one of our
10,000 patients every single treatment modality that we have to address their concerns or what maybe their friend or their family member's concerns.
Right.
But if they have this, you know, tool that they're able to use and see everything that we have,
right,
then they know. And then we can go over those more specifically.
You just made me think of something else. We take it for granted as women that we do this. We go get stuff done. It's amazing how your business is going to be transformed now that you offer a solution for men.
Right.
Yeah. So yes, they can come in for their Botox.
Right.
But now we can actually address something that they haven't been able to address before.
And we have so many treatment modalities that can treat, you know, things that men are wanting to treat. And we've definitely seen an incline in our male clientele. M-Sculpt Neo did help with that significantly.
That's awesome.
We're seeing more men come in and get Botox. And then now, you know, they can sit on the Micella for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of treatment options for men now.
Right.
And now they're even kind of tiptoeing into doing like IPL treatments and hydrofacials and diamond glows. I mean, they went in kind of like kicking and screaming because their wife had a rollover credit that they made them use. And now they're like, hey, babe, can I slide in there with you next?
Exactly.
Next thing you know, they're upgrading to the diamond membership and they're both doing their services when it's convenient for them. So,
and now
I love
we can
it.
Regrow their hair. All one stop shop.
Absolutely. We can do it all.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
So, I know we're discussing Dura, but
mm-hmm.
I do kind of want to touch back on the XOE just a little bit.
Perfect.
So, we're using it topically post injectables.
Okay.
And seeing incredible results of that.
Rick, tell me how that works for you.
Okay.
I can see it different ways post injection, but.
So, for instance, I got my lips injected. And then we put the exosomes topically on it afterwards. I got zero swelling, very minimal bruising, completely different experience getting a full syringe than it was when I got a half a syringe.
Whoa. Inflammation.
Inflammation. And it is our like gold standard protocol for every single patient that gets injected with dermal fillers that we apply exosomes immediately after. And we have gotten such great feedback on the customer experience based on just that limited amount of inflammation that they're seeing now by using the exosomes.
And it's funny, if we take a step back and look at when we go to see someone like you, we want to have treatments that are actually going to force the body to react.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose of doing it.
Controlled
one of those,
inflammation.
Correct. One of those things is inflammation. But if you can minimize the debilitating part of inflammation, meaning the painful part, or help lessen it, but still the practitioner is able to get the results through erythema and controlled inflammation, that's huge for the patient experience. Not only that, we got to remember, filler in lips, HA's purpose is to be hydrophilic. It's to draw, my New York is coming out, to draw water. However,
we were just in Atlanta and now we're in New York.
I'm taking
me on a journey, girl.
I always go back to Brooklyn. I can't help it. But one of the things about lips, when not only are you sticking something in something that's not used to getting stuck, so inflammation and swelling, but you're actually putting in a product that its purpose is to swell. You don't want that duck swell. You want that, I just got my lips not done, these are mine, and they look amazing.
Enhanced.
Enhanced. You want that look. That's what XOE does for lip filler.
I agree. So we're using, like, anytime that there's, like, any indication of anything the way that it doesn't look, I mean, it looks in a way that it shouldn't, we're
right.
like, throw some XOE on there. Like, I feel like the exosomes, this plant-based XOE product is just, like, the new everything.
Yeah. It's funny, like, And you don't remember how indispensable it is until you need it. Like, I was, trying to cook, and and the oil was fighting with my hand, but I won because I had some repair. I mean, you couldn't even tell anything happened. And again, it's because you're sending the right signals to repair the body quickly.
Yeah. I mean, when you first came in, you saw my daughter,
mm-hmm.
Bailey. She's 16. She's been struggling with perioral dermatitis. that's been off and on now for a couple of years. And when it flares up now, I've been having her drive in some XOE Perfect. With ultrasound that really minimizes the redness and inflammation and the flaking that she Correct. Sees. And then we just had her go and grab a repair for her to use at home because we're displaced right now from her house since they're repainting the
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
We're all like living separately and she's allergic to, you know, pet dander and things like that. So some of her friends that she's couch surfing with have pets. And so it's definitely irritating
Correct.
That as well. And so I really feel like between the ultrasound with the XOE and then the repair at home, she'll be good to go before school starts back next week.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it's funny, I've seen it on literal burns. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on everything. Scars, burns, anything that's just not the way it should be.
Bug bites.
Bug bite. Oh yeah, it's weird. It's not weird in a bad way, weird in a good way. It's like a magic. Thank you, Dr. Nathan Newman. A little magic in these molecules. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I agree. I mean, that's what I mean by like, I don't know what was it that our moms used to have in the cabinet that like no matter what it was, they would slap some of that on there.
My mom's go-to, and I don't care what your ailment was. If you had a chest cold, your stomach hurt, Vicks vapor rub Vicks under your nose. Rub. I mean, that's her thing. And I believe to this day, if I even, do you have Vicks at home? Yes, Mom, I have Vicks. What is your mom's?
I don't know what it was when I was younger, but now I feel like our go-to for anything and everything is oil of oregano capsules.
Oh.
So like if we're getting a cold or getting a UTI or whatever the case may be, we take oil of oregano and like within 2 days it's gone.
I did not. Okay.
So it's as strong as an antibiotic.
I did. So wait a minute. Off topic. Do you smell like oregano after you take it?
No. Mm-mm.
You just.
Oil of oregano is like my magic pill.
Do you taste oregano though?
You can taste it when you swallow it.
But it doesn't like come back all day.
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm all in.
I know.
I'm all in. That and vitamin D, who needs anything?
So it technically actually will even treat if you have a toenail fungus. If you take it orally, it will help get rid of the toenail fungus.
Mind blown.
Isn't that wild?
Wild.
The more you know.
Did your mom tell you?
My mom researched it.
Well, of course she did.
She's such a little Google queen.
I remember when we were speaking last time, she was telling me facts that as a grown person I should know. And I remember my eyes just being like really wide because she was telling me stuff. I was like,
how do you know this?
I think it was about a street or a house. There was something that, and it just had me. She knew mesmerized. All the details.
She does.
Yes.
She's like that.
I love that about her.
Yeah. She loves to research. That's her, we joke and say that's her role within the company is she's the executive researcher.
Well, that's good. Because then at least you know everything's vetted. Nothing is just by happenstance.
Yeah. She searches. She's a CFO because if there's anything wrong with the bank statements, I know it by 5:30 in the morning with a big circle around it. She's written on the picture, the screenshot. And then she loves to research stuff. And of course, she makes the whole place look beautiful because she's got an incredible gift for design.
I love that.
So she loves to design. I'm about to put her on a project at my house to help redecorate the girls' rooms before we move back in.
Well, I mean, tell her. I mean, that's, and I get it because I'm not nerdy, but I have another side to me. But the decor and the mm-hmm. building stuff, that's her jam, and that's my jam. And it's like, you have how many? I have 7 saws. Yes, I do, and I know how to use each one of them.
Well, she loves it, and I think that it gives our business a different feeling when you walk in because you can feel that it's very warm and. Like it just, she did it with love and purpose and she wanted our patients and our clients to feel welcome and like they're.
The
like
day I met you was not at a conference. I had heard of you, but the moment I walked in the spa and I walked down that hallway and all of your estheticians were right there and it was like I was meeting my best friends. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And I don't know if you have to be beautiful to work at Smart Skin, but apparently. You do.
They just all are.
I mean, but I've never felt like a stranger there. Like,
yeah.
Even from the girls at the front desk, they don't even, probably didn't know who I was, but you wouldn't know it.
Well, that's good.
That's so good.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
We want everybody to feel like they're a part of the family.
It doesn't hurt that the family is there too.
That's true.
I love that.
That helps.
Yes. Yes.
So as we grow, I mean, that's one of the things that we discuss with, you know, our advisory board and things like that is how do we duplicate the culture that we have at SmartSkin? And I believe that it's we have to immerse ourselves into those locations as we grow them.
Well, I mean, I think you're on a right path as far as you don't even have to think about the vibe that you guys have. It's just all the same. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're going to be you. Your mom's going to be you're on that wavelength. So you're going to only attract the same.
Right.
So I can't see you not duplicating that, like, without even thinking about it. It's just who you guys are. Especially your mom.
For sure.
Yeah. Heart gold.
I think it's going to be really fun.
Now, are we talking about going to Georgia anytime soon?
Maybe.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Woodstock really needs you.
Yeah. Well, I feel every time that we have a client move somewhere, they're like, can you just open up a SmartSkin there? There's nothing like this there.
I'm not kidding. I mean, yeah. Woodstock is close, if you want to call it close, 30 minutes outside of Atlanta, but it's worlds away. I mean, I fight with deer. That's my biggest complaint. Get out of my hostas. That's my biggest complaint. But we need this up, motivating, aesthetically minded, make everyone look beautiful spot in Woodstock, Georgia.
Well, I think that we definitely have an incredible list of services to be offered.
What don't you offer? If you had one thing that you don't offer that you wish you... dream of dreams, what would you like to have?
I don't know that there's anything that we don't offer that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish we could offer this. The only thing that I think we don't offer, and I'm not even mad about it, is tattoo removal.
Okay.
That's really the only service that I can think of that's available today. Not to say that there, you know, new treatment modalities that come out along the way. I mean, obviously, because things are, I mean, evolving. They're probably already coming up with the next greatest thing right now as we speak.
Right.
Just waiting to, like,
XOE drive.
Throw it at me. But I don't know. I mean, there's not really anything that...
That is amazing.
I mean, we don't do surgery. We have amazing partners that we, you know, refer to for that. We don't do dermatology. We have incredible dermatologists that we refer, you know, our patients to. So...
That's awesome.
I think I'm pretty happy with where we're at.
That's really, truly, really good. And what is your... So how do you look at your seasonality? For example, we are in the industry, so we know when CO2 comes and when this comes and when that comes. We're in August. When will bikini and all those things for showing our bodies, that side of the business, what will that turn into, say, in 2 months?
So in the next 2 months, we'll start ramping up more of our chemical peels. We'll start ramping up more of our deeper IPLs. We still do We do some IPLs through the summer, more of a skin rejuvenation versus pigment treatment. We'll do more of our Scarlet, and we'll do more of our Nubitite resurfacing devices and our E2 skin resurfacing devices. Some of those are still safe to do throughout the summer, provided that they, you know, are not out in the sun or traveling and they're really diligent in wearing their SPF. You know who your good compliant patients are and who are not.
Right.
But we will do a lot more of those deeper lasers and stronger treatments starting in probably like November.
And that's really good to, as a segue or back and forth with XOE. A lot of people don't want to do anything aggressive, regardless of when, because like women, we wait till the 11th hour, the day before we need to go somewhere to decide we need a CO2 laser. The fortunate thing about having XOE in your practice is you can't overtreat.
Right.
It is your insurance policy for overtreating. So even if someone has a very limited window in which they can be stationary, if you will, or not leave the house, you don't have to worry about those time limitations and you being ready for that event anymore.
Right.
Because now you're getting through that process so much quicker.
Well, and I think, too, that today with modern technology, you don't have to have as aggressive of a treatment to get the same results anymore.
Correct.
Not to say that I'm not a fan of a deep Cyton laser or a deep, you know, CO2 laser, anything like that I would send over to my good friends down the street. But, you can get some really incredible results without the major downtime these days.
Correct. And now even amp that up even more.
And it just depends on too what your timeline is. Correct. You know, like if you want to do a one and done and it lasts you for a year, great, go do that. If you have a little bit more time on your hands that you can do a package or a series and get the same great result without the major downtime, do that with us.
Yes.
So there are options, and I think that it's really great for our clients these days that they do have that ability to do whatever they need to do that fits their schedule and their needs.
And they can be ready for, because holiday season, of course, I don't know what happens to our brains on December 31st, mm-hmm. but we all feel the need to be like at our peak on that night. I don't get it because it's just another night. But everyone gears up for the holiday season. So we start from Halloween on, it's beautification, till the culmination of New Year's Eve, it seems like.
You know, and I feel like that was the case for such a long time.
Yeah.
And yet now I feel that people want to look and feel their best every single day.
Absolutely.
It's not a season that they want to look their best. They want to look and feel their best all the time.
That way there is never an off season.
As
like
they
no one
should.
Knows. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, who wants to have to like kill yourself to get in shape or to, you know, get where you want to be for something? You should already be where you want to be.
Correct. Cause then it's a never ending cycle. Cause
right.
if it's not your lifestyle, whether it's keeping up with your toxin or keeping up with your facials or keeping up with the gym, or if you don't continue to work, whatever that muscle is, whether it's theoretically or physically,
it's definitely a lot easier to maintain your results than it is
start
to treat, you know, a problem to begin with.
Smart.
Not that they don't have to start somewhere, but once you get where you want to be and you continue to maintain it, you always feel good and look good.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think that's better all around. And, you know, two people are so much better about watching what they eat, and they're more aware of the things that they're putting in their body, and they're more aware of health and healing and fitness and all of those things that are going to make them ultimately feel better.
From the inside and outside. Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. 100%. I love it that people are so accountable and wanting to know the ingredients in their foods and the things that they're ingesting, whether it's food or topical products.
Correct. Correct. Because it all goes somewhere.
Sure does. So, well, I love where the company is going with their exosomes.
I'm proud of you and proud of me.
Proud of everybody. I think that definitely the XOE and the drive and the PRP with AMP has been an incredible addition to our already abundant offerings here at Smart Skin. As always, we're super grateful for you and your support. There is none other.
I love you.
You're amazing. Well, Valerie, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
me.
Can't
wait till the next time we see each other. We're absolutely getting together for drinks.
Yes.
In the near future.
Yes.
And
there's a lot to discuss.
We have lots and lots to talk about with the upcoming offerings that I just know that you guys are going to be offering for us.
Yeah.
So, thank you for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast, and we'll see you next week.